Most doctors would rather focus on keeping their patients alive than to deal with their deaths. But Dr. John Henning Schumann keeps a running list of how his patients die, sometimes long after they've left his care. He wrote about what he learned from his list for SHOTS, which is NPR's health blog. Dr. Schumann joins us now from Oklahoma City. Doctor, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Scott.
What led you to start keeping this list?
Well, when I was a young doctor, there was a colleague of mine, a guy named Adam Seafew, who had this practice of keeping a file drawer, and I noticed that it had deceased patients in it. And I always wondered about that, but I was a little bit too shy to ask. It seemed a little too personal, but he was someone that I really respect, so I thought, well, maybe I should keep a list or a tally of the patients I care for that die. It seems like a reasonably good idea. So I started to do it and add to it about 4 or 5 times a year.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are not necessarily, as I understand, patients who have died when they're in your care, but sometimes after they've left your care and have been through gosh knows how many doctors.
Well, it's all kinds. So sometimes they're patients I've cared for more than a decade, and sometimes they're patients I've only met a few times, maybe in the hospital and then afterward as an outpatient. But the list that I keep helps me remember them, and so when I take out the list to add to it, I think back on all of these patients and, you know, remember the circumstances of their lives and of their deaths. And I think, you know, I learned something from that in the process.
Other doctors know you do this?
Well, until I did this
piece. I guess they do now, certainly. Yeah.
They do now. But in doing research for the piece, I asked several of my colleagues. And it turns out that very few doctors actually do keep these kinds of lists. But subsequent to the reporting, actually, I've learned of one physician who writes obituaries for his patients. He usually waits until some time has elapsed after the patient has died, and then he goes back and I think looks through their chart and then actually writes his own obituary about the patient.
Does it help you see your patients as people to do this?
Absolutely, because when I remember the patients that are on my list, I think about their family members with whom I've interacted and, you know, what was involved in the suffering and illness as they approach the end of life.
Now that you've written this piece for the SHOTS blog and done this interview, are you prepared for the patient who says, I just don't want to wind up on your list?
I certainly am. And I mean, we certainly do strive to you know, one of the reasons we don't talk about death is because we are cultured, I think, both as doctors and as a society, to see it as some form of failure when really it's not.
John Henning Schumann is a doctor and a writer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he hosts Medical Matters on Public Radio Tulsa. You can read his story on SHOTS, the NPR health blog. Dr. Schumann, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.